fence.
Oh, picket fence.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of fence that has a sharp little barb on it?
Barbed wire.
And let's see, what about wooden fences that are maybe laid like this?
Split rail.
Have any of those around here?
I think for decorative purposes, maybe. I've seen some around houses.
But not used very much?
No.
What about fences made out of loose rock? Do you have any name for that?
Stone fence. See a lot of those around Wetumpka.
Yeah. I don't get to see many at all.
No.
You see a lot of them in Knoxville, too, since if a man, say, has got a clear field, he's got so many stones he has to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And when you dig up, say you're going to put a fence down, you have to dig holes for the wall.
Dig holes to put the post in?
And so if you had just one of them, you'd have one fence.
Post.
And let's see. When a woman gets married, she has to pick out her silver and a horn.
China?
Have you ever seen a kind of egg that's made out of china?
Porcelain? Alabaster? My mother collects those.
What do you call those? Do you have a name for that?
I call them alabaster eggs or china eggs.
Mm-hmm. And say you were, what do you call those things you like? Did you... grandfather carried the milk in.
Pail. Milk bucket.
Pail and bucket, yeah. You use those to mean the same thing, or are they different?
Yeah, they mean the same thing to me.
Yeah. What was the pail usually made out of that he used?
Galvanized tin. I guess galvanized tin or steel. Not steel, it wouldn't be steel.
Yeah, probably not. Say the thing had been wooden, you'd still call it either a pail or a bucket?
I'd say it was a wooden bucket.
What about this plastic?
Plastic bucket.
I guess that's what I always use. And what about, so you said that he had pigs. What did he feed the pigs? Did he have a special container for that?
Trough to put the slops in.
What did he carry the slop in out of?
A bucket.
Do you have a special name for that kind of bucket?
Slop bucket, I guess.
if you had more than one trough, you would have two.
Troughs.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see. What kind of cooking utensils? Things for cooking. Did your grandmother use one of this? Maybe.
Well, she had, iron skillets, and of course the bigger ones were called spiders.
Only difference there is size?
Yeah, I think so. Frying pan, iron frying pan. Then the iron flat ones, where you fry cornbread on. Or make corn pone on. With kind of a griddle, I guess you would. I have some of those. But I don't call them spiders.
And then that was spider the flat one?
No, I think the large iron frying pan would be called the spider. I don't think you would call the flat one a spider.
What about something that you might make? Special thing.